Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Irish teenage girls have been ranked among the highest binge drinkers in the world. In the world. This is not an award we want, but this is by a new global study of adolescent health. It was published in The Lancet, which is obviously a very eminent medical journal. But our teenage girls ranked third on the global world table of the worst binge drinkers behind Denmark and Finland. And all three countries received a red health grade for their adolescent girl population. The prevalence of binge drinking here to be in the red zone had to be above 55%. So more than half of Irish teenage girls are binge drinking on a regular basis. Are you shocked? Do you think, oh, that's always been the way? It's no biggie. It is climbing, because when I looked at the stats, there used to be 26 million of them back in 1990. Now there's 27 million of them, but 27 million, 27% of them. Or maybe I'm mixing up the stats, but What do you think of those stats? Is our drink culture so ubiquitous that when you hear that, you're indifferent? You kind of go, what's the big deal? Or do you go, ah, here, we have a problem when our teenage girls, underage, below the age of drinking, are binging in a way beyond anybody else in the world? What do you think about this? To discuss this now, I'm joined by Stella O'Malley, who is a psychotherapist and an author. Stella, you're very welcome.
Hi there.
First up, are you surprised? Does it shock you in any way to hear that Irish teenage girls are among the biggest drinkers in terms of adolescence?
I'm not surprised. There's a kind of a feverish kind of attitude towards drinking. But I honestly, when I first started treating teenagers with psychotherapy, I thought, has this not gone out? Are they still the same as me when I was in the 80s? And they are. This attitude to drink is just like it was when I was a teenager. It doesn't seem to have changed, and it's very, very dysfunctional, very binge-oriented. They're not interested in having a couple of drinks and looking sophisticated. They have this kind of slightly insane, drinking vodka, drinking drinks to get them very, very drunk, very, very quickly.
Drinks as well. You go out to drink more.
Yeah. And, they want to drink so much on the bus before they get to the disco because they won't be allowed drink in the disco, and they're absolutely addled by the time they've got anywhere.
Yeah.
And they kind of have this very kind of resigned acceptance that they got out of it and they don't remember and they made a show of themselves and that's part of the fun. And you're looking at them when you're not a binge drinker going, what are you talking about? That just sounds vile.
I think it's very interesting what you said there. Are they drinking in the way that we did in the 80s? And the answer that you came up with, and it indeed would be borne out by the study, is yes, they are. But isn't that partly why they are? They're drinking in the same way their parents drank. And so that's part of the issue, is that culturally it's totally acceptable here. We did it, they do it. And because we did it, we accept them doing it. And they'll probably accept their children doing it. So our grandchildren will do this too. Is there just a huge social acceptability in Ireland about drunkenness, about drinking to excess? 3/4 of all alcohol consumed in Ireland is consumed as part of a binge drink. So we don't drink, a nice glass of wine to wash down a lovely meal. We drink to get locked.
Yeah, and there's an association with fun equals getting locked. And that's, if we were to target anything, that's what we need to target. Because actually, it's great fun having a couple of drinks, but actually getting locked, well, personally, I don't think it's great fun. I think it's actually a little bit kind of, you're out of control and you very often make a show of yourself, either physically or emotionally, by being annoying to people. But there's an attitude in Ireland that that's the fun bit of the night. And I reject it. I don't think it's the fun bit of the night on any level. And I think there's a presumption, I think it's quite mindless, our attitude to drink, that we're presuming that's where the fun is. And I don't actually think that if we step back and looked at it, I'd say a lot of the fun is getting ready for teenage girls. A lot of it is dancing with their mates and maybe seeing the person they fancy. But actually, the absolutely getting drunk bit, I don't agree. I'd say there's some people who might have very addictive tendencies who very much enjoy escaping reality. I'd say there's a whole huge group of other people who are doing it slightly mindlessly, thinking this is where the fun is.
Yeah, I think you're right there, because an awful lot of people I know who have stopped drinking for a variety of reasons say that people say to them, "Ah, you're no crack now, and why are you not fun anymore?" Because they associate drunkenness with a good time. What do parents need to do? Because it seems to me parental tolerance of this, or parental, not endorsement of this, but sort of a tacit resignation to it, or even perhaps kind of a, "Oh, he or she is a bit of a lad as I was myself," kind of a thing. Do parents need to change their attitude? Because we always talk about our young people drinking too much, but Irish middle-aged people drink in the exact same way as young people drink. Everyone drinks too much.
Absolutely. And Irish parents, like, getting drunk in front of your children, it's a decision. If you're going to do that, that is a decision to basically show dysfunctional behaviour in front of your children. It's not appropriate. And when a child has grown up with this idea that the adults get drunk, well, if they feel it's a rite of passage, they feel they're entering adulthood, or they're doing grown-up behaviour just because they're getting drunk, because that's what the adults in their life do. So you really are sending a lot more of a message. You're sending a dysfunctional message of getting drunk. Just getting drunk in front of a child is, I would argue, a very dubious decision to make.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think drinking in front of your kids is an unusual and interesting decision. We would never, you know, or we would look very differently, I would suggest, at parents who took drugs in front of their kids.
Yeah.
We even nowadays look funny at parents who smoke in front of their kids, but we don't extend that to people who drink in front of their kids. Lastly for you, you're a psychotherapist, Stella. Your whole job is about being able to manipulate people's heads. Tell me this, what should parents do, or what should society do? What should any of us do to influence teenagers away from drinking? Is there a way to persuade them that it's not cool when all of Irish society conspires to tell them that it is? Or is there a way, are there carrots and sticks? How can we change this so maybe in a year's time or in 5 years' time, we're not in the top three for binge drinking kids in the world?
I think there is a way. I think we could be more creative in the way we target teenagers about drinking. And I don't personally think that talking about the health risks will engage
yeah,
the
I don't
brain
think
at
so
all.
Either.
I think their vanity. I think the fact that, like, teenage girls look awful, because they are the highest, and that's who we're talking about. They do look awful when they're drunk, as do teenage boys, as do, frankly, anybody. But those advertisements that showed somebody, and it was a girl, and she was out in a nightclub, and she had got sick all over her top, and she'd kind of fallen on the boy that she had fancied, who previously had fancied her, but as she got messier and messier, kind of stayed away from her. I think those type of creative advertisements, appealing to their vanity and to their way about and their sophistication, and saying, you know, actually it's very messy, and the person who gets very drunk is actually usually very, very annoying. And
yeah,
they look, I'm sorry, but they look a bit...
Do you want to be that?
Yeah,
so you're talking about shaming, drunk shaming. Is more or less what you're saying. Should
we
start drunk shaming?
A campaign of drunk shaming.
All right. All right, you heard it here first. Listen, thank you very much for talking to me. That is Stella O'Malley, their psychotherapist and author.